If it's time for sports, it's time to bring in Mike Causey. Morning, Mike.
Morning.
So you and I went 2-0.
Yeah, it wasn't difficult.
No, they were. Both games went exactly the way I thought. I thought they would go. And so we have a Super Bowl. It would have been kind of cool to have a Kansas City Green Bay Super Bowl game, but
yeah, the Heartland Super Bowl. Yeah. I wouldn't have minded that.
But it would have gone back to Super Bowl number 2. That's right, Green Bay versus.
Wasn't it Super Bowl number 1?
No, that was. They came along after the Jets. I thought. Maybe
no,
one.
The
oh,
Jets.
No.
The Jets were in Super Bowl III.
Three. Okay. So then, yeah. So
didn't
then it was,
Kansas City played Green Bay in the first one. Then, then Green Bay played Oakland.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. So anyway, I think we got two good teams, two good offenses. I happen to think that the 49ers have a better defense than Kansas City.
I don't know. The 49er defense goes to sleep in the second half every game. I mean, when they played, they lost to Atlanta. They fell asleep in the second half. The game against Seattle, they made close in the second half. Yesterday, Green Bay moved the ball in the second half. I don't know. We'll see.
Well, it should be a fun game to watch.
It should be.
But you never can tell with the NFL.
No. That's for sure.
All right, so that's out of the way, so we did good there. And today's the day they announced the vote for the Hall of Fame, right?
I think it's done already, isn't it? Because Jimmy Johnson's going in and Cowart's going in.
No, I'm talking about baseball.
Baseball?
Yeah,
I don't know. I don't know.
I think that...
Maybe they should put that guy Fires in because he ratted out Houston. So maybe he should go in the Hall of Fame.
I'm trying to think if today's the day where they pick him.
I don't know.
I'm going to Google that. Baseball Hall of Fame class of 2020. Yeah, it's got to be. Let's see here. Balloting, ba 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 ba. Induction date. Results will be announced. Here we go. On January 21st, tomorrow.
So tomorrow
they announce them.
Hey, you see where the media is attacking Burroughs, the kid?
Why now?
Because he came out and said, I'll play anywhere, whoever drafts me first, but they're going to have to pay me. What's wrong with that?
There's nothing at all.
Oh, He didn't prove anything yet. He didn't do this.
He threw 65 touchdown passes, including the playoffs, in a year.
Exactly. The media is insane. I sent you a text. I was watching the end of the first game yesterday.
Yeah.
And right away, they say, well, you know, Mahomes is the best quarterback in football, and the Chiefs are the best team in football, and they can have a long run of winning championships and take over for the Patriots. Didn't they say the same thing about Baltimore the week before they lost?
Not only that, I always remember when I hear things like that, when Randall Cunningham was the up-and-coming quarterback and mm-hmm. how great he was, and the Eagles were going to be on the run and everything. Like,
mm-hmm.
And Parcells said, talk to me when he's got a ring.
There was another guy they said that about. His name was Marino.
Yeah.
Oh, he's went for rookie year in the Super Bowl, and he's going to have a whole bunch of rings. How many did he get?
Zero.
These guys are nuts.
Yeah. You know, it's a...
They just jump ship more than a bunch of fleas on dogs.
It's that, and also it's the ability to want to... You know, you don't have to... And here's the whole thing. When you got a kid like Mahomes playing, you don't have to build him up. Just enjoy watching him play for now and see what happens over 10, 15 years.
Well, I'll put my analogy in that I always use with horse racing. Every horse that wins is the greatest horse of all time. Guess what? He's not. He's the horse that won now. That doesn't mean he's the greatest horse of all time. People just throw that term great around like you buy socks.
Just look at Tom Brady, okay?
He's great.
But great over how many years now?
That's why he's great.
Yeah, that's it. Bingo.
I mean, Aaron Rodgers, he's a great quarterback. There are some great quarterbacks that have performed over the longevity of their career. Not 2 years, not 3 years, not 4 years. You got to play at least 10.
Yeah, absolutely. I
but
agree
they, I was listening to them saying it yesterday, and I just shake my head. I'm like, what's wrong with these people? Last week, Baltimore was the in thing. This week, it's Kansas City. Nothing against Kansas City. I'm talking about the fickleness of the media.
Yeah, no, it's all about the fickleness of the media. It's like last year when Mariano Rivera was elected to the Hall of Fame with every single vote, which never happened before.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, everybody was happy. Mariano, if there's one person that deserved it, was him. Right away, the talk came to, well, will Derek Jeter
exactly.
get every vote? I don't see Derek Jeter getting every vote. I'm sorry, I just don't.
Derek Jeter was not the greatest shortstop to ever play baseball.
No.
Period.
Yeah.
End of story.
Yeah.
He wasn't. If I offend anybody, I'm sorry, but he wasn't.
No,
he was a good player.
Yeah.
He was a great team player. He got big hits. He wasn't the greatest shortstop of all time.
Mariano Rivera was the greatest of all time.
Correct.
And yes, he's got a specialty, but it doesn't matter. He was simply the best, and he did it with one pitch.
Pitch. He did it for a long time, and he was successful, and that's the measuring stick. I mean, he was the best at what he did.
He truly was a spectacular reliever, Ed. And I love Derek Jeter. I think he's Hall of Fame material. I think he gets in the Hall of Fame, but he doesn't get in. He should not get in.
He's not getting 100% of the vote.
No, he shouldn't. So anyway. But anyway, so that's where we stand with there. Anything else exciting happen? How did your picks go this weekend?
Well, we picked the winner of the LeCompte, so we had the first winner of the Derby Prep, the 10-horse Enforceable, trained by Mark Case, who won going a mile and an eighth up at Saratoga, won nicely going a mile and a 16th down at Fairgrounds, and paid $1,560. So that was a pretty good pick.
That's not a bad pick at all.
$1,560 got me $156, so that was all right.
That's not bad at all.
And back to Santa Anita, known as the graveyard of horses. Yeah. 3 days, three horses broke down.
You know, horses break down, but it's just not what. Nothing at one racetrack like it's going on out there. Nothing.
No, I mean, face the facts. The winter time at Aqueduct is the bottom of the barrel. You got, you know, older horses, bad horses, injured horses that are not injured, that they're injured and can't run, just that they have ailments. They don't have as many breakdowns as Santa Anita. And Santa Anita is supposed to be a, quote, premier meet. They've ignored the downhill turf. I think they're growing tomatoes on it now and selling it to try to get California's economy back up. But it happens all the time at Santa Anita. It happens all the time at Santa Anita, and they blame everybody except themselves with the safeness of the track. So now with three horses going down in 3 days, what are they going to do now? And guess what? It wasn't raining there this weekend. Last year they blamed the rain. Now they can't blame the rain.
It's a story that is never ever going to go away, and it's a black eye on horse racing.
Mm-hmm. I mean, like you said, horses do break down. It happens. It happens to the best of them. Barbaro broke down. I mean, you couldn't be more of a sound horse than Barbaro, and it happened. So it does happen, but it doesn't happen with the consistency that it happens at Santa Anita.
No.
And you hear people. I mean, I've gotten to discussions with people over social media and whatnot. It doesn't happen any more than it happens at Santa Anita. It happens there all the time. And, you know, they say, well, it happens here. Yeah, it does, but not as much as it happens there.
Yeah, and that continually gives horse racing a black eye.
Mm-hmm. When you have a meet like Santa Anita or Keeneland or Saratoga, you're supposed to have a better quality of horses, and this isn't supposed to happen. So if you do have the better quality of horses, there's something wrong with your surface. Fix it.
All right. With that, Mike, we will check with you mañana.
I'll be here.
All right. Take care.
Have a great day, guys.
You too. Mike Cosby with a check on sports.